In John's second letter, he addressed the problem of people showing hospitality to those whom they shouldn't. In this third letter, the problem was with people not showing hospitality to those they should. One of the church's dictatorial leaders was excommunicating those who housed John's messengers. But John had a friend named Gaius who was faithful to the truth, even in the face of persecution. Gaius walked in the truth. 3 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. The elder, to my dear friend Gaius, whom I love, dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health, that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. It gave me great joy when some believers came and testified about your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it. And I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Walking in the truth. What a great description of a true believer. Here the word walking is a metaphor for living. Gaius was a man of integrity. When he spoke, his words were accurate. He neither exaggerated the facts nor conveniently left out important information. In business, his actions were honest. He didn't cut corners or promise things that could never be delivered. At home, he was genuine. His character didn't change when he walked in the door. He was a faithful and loving husband. Walking in the truth. What a great description of a true believer. Does that describe you? Are you walking in the truth? It gives God no greater joy than to see His children walking in the truth. Father, may we be those who live according to Your Word, not according to the world. May we be faithful to the truth in every area of our lives. May we walk in the truth. May we truly walk in the truth for Christ's sake. And in His name we pray. Amen.